Don't sit and wait. Don't sit and dream. Put on a smile. Go find a scene. I'm sure you'd meet someone who would really love you. Don't sit and hope. Don't sit and pine. If you've been hurt, make up your mind. I'm sure you'd find someone who would really love you. I don't know why you sit around. I only know if love is gone. Don't sit alone with your pride. To whom this may concern to say, don't wait for love to come your way. Don't waste your time. Make up your mind and make it happen. I don't know why you sit around. Da, 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 da. I only know if love is gone. Don't sit alone with your pride. Listen to me, and you would see just how fine your romance could be. I don't know why you sit around. I only know if love is gone. Don't sit alone with your pride. Listen to me, and you'd see just how fine your romance could be.
Good afternoon. My name is Sebastian. This is To Whom It May Concern. And you just heard To Whom It May Concern by Rodriguez, the song that this show is named after. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Manford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Yeah, that was by Rodriguez from Coming From Reality, his second album from 1971. That song is great. It's really good. If you can't tell, I love Rodriguez, which is why I named the show after this song. So it felt right to start play my first real show. Had to start with this song because my last show I came in 20 minutes late because I forgot that I had my show and I had to play sleep deprivation music instead. So this is my first real show, To Whom It May Concern. I love Rodriguez so much that I'm going to play another song by Rodriguez. It's called Can't Get Away. It's not on one of his studio albums. But it's in the soundtrack to Searching for Sugar Man, which if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's a great documentary that investigates the persona of Rodriguez. For those who didn't know, he is from Detroit. And he was pretty much virtually unknown in the U.S., but he was, a prodigy in South Africa for some reason. He's a household name in South Africa. He's, the Beatles of South Africa. So they made this whole documentary kind of, exploring his persona. So this is this is Can't Get Away.
Thank you.
in the trouble city, in rock and roll USA, in the shadow of the tallest building, I vowed I would break away. Listen to the Sunday actors, but all they would ever say, that you can't get away from it. No, you can't get away. No, you can't get away from it. No, you can't get away. School down the city sidewalks, coldness at every turn. Knew I had to find the exits, I never ever would return. Scoffed at the prophet's omens that said I would live to learn, that you can't get away from it. No, you can't get away. No, you can't get away from it. No, you can't get away. Coast, stopped in a sleepy town, left my change and walked out, I didn't even turn around. What they were getting next time was that old familiar sound, that you can't get away from. No, you can't get away. No, you can't get away from. No, you can't get away. In a hotel room in Amsterdam, on a wild and windy August night, as a cloud passed over a cold moon, my heart was seized with terror and fright. Seeping up through the floorboards, coming in through the walls, coming in through the doorway, ringing up and down the halls. That you can't get away from it. No, you can't get away. No, you can't get away from it. No, you can't get away. 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 No, you can't get away.
when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning, she puts on a New York station. You know, she don't believe what she heard. Saved by rock and roll. Despite all the amputations, you know you could just go out and dance to the rock and roll station. It was all right.
It was all right.
Hey, baby, you know it was all right.
It was all right.
Ginny said when she's just about 5 years old, you know my parents are gonna be the death of us all.
Rock and Roll by the Velvet Underground. Apologies, I have a bit of a cough. I'm still recovering from this mysterious, nasty cold that I caught and have had for over a week now. But that was Rock and Roll by the Velvet Underground from Loaded. Great song. Before that was I Feel by the Sundays. Those two songs, I was listening to the Sundays on the way over to the radio station walking over from my dorm, because it's a sunny day in Medford, and the Sundays is music that I like to kind of listen to when I'm walking around on a sunny day like this. So those two songs have been good sunny day strolling tunes. And next I have another song by Lou Reed, solo work. It's Satellite of Love from Transformer, released in 1972. And Satellite of Love, I have a kind of a story about this song. I just like have a memory of like putting this song on like on a, like a summer morning or something, like walking around. It's like the perfect song for doing that. So Satellite of Love, Lou Reed.
Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with parking cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of. I've been told that you've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday, with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love.
Come on, we know it. Down.
heard two songs by The Replacements. First one, Swingin' Party, and then the last one that you just heard was Bastards of Young. They're both from Tim, the album from 1985. They're actually one after another on the album, back to back, which is why I chose to play them back to back as they are on the album, because I think it's like a great transition. It's like they're two like very different songs, but it just like works so well. And like every time I hear like Swingin' Party like come on my playlist or something, like I'll always cue Bastards of Young afterwards, because I'm like, the transition is so good. So, and then before that was Crimson and Clover by Tommy James and the Shondells. That song I heard on my first ever time coming on the radio, actually, last year when I got trained on Jill Yum's show, Bean Tunes. We heard that song, and we also listened to, what was the song? Swingin' Party. I also discovered that song through her show. Two songs I like a lot. So it's kind of a little bit of a throwback there to my first time going on the radio. But I really enjoyed those last two songs by The Replacements. But before we go any further, I have a PSA, a public service announcement. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. But as I was saying, I enjoyed those last two songs so much that I'm going to play another song by The Replacements. It's called I Will Dare, off the album that I think followed this one, or maybe it came before. It was actually the album before Tim, Let It Be. This is I Will Dare. It's kind of a summer throwback song for me. But yeah, I Will Dare by The Replacements.
Oh, people see rock and roll as youth culture, and when youth culture becomes monopolized by big business, what are the youth to do? Do you have any idea? I think we should destroy the bogus capitalist process that is destroying youth culture.
That was Heaven's on Fire by the Radio Department. Another fun song from the summer. I was working at like a summer camp. And so I would like bike there to get to work at like 7:45 every morning. I was very sleep deprived the whole summer, which is part of the reason why I am so sleep deprived here in school, because my sleep schedule has been totally messed up. But rambling aside, it's a good song. I enjoy listening to it while I bike to work. It's a good morning song. Like the cool summer breeze in the morning. Before that was German Love by a band whose name I cannot utter on air, or else I will have my radio privileges revoked because it's explicit, but it's Star something. I'll just say that. It's a good song, though. I discovered it this summer as well. We're kind of just going through a summer throwback era, but... it's a fun song. It almost sounds kind of like Alex G at one point. Thought it was a good song, but I'm just gonna keep going down this summer throwback pipeline, I guess. So next I have a more chill song by the Stone Temple Pilots. It's called And So I Know. Let's play it. Thank you. We are running out of time here, but this is Make It With You by Ralphie Pagan. I actually discovered this song just in a record store. My like friend works at a record shop, and he would just like put this on. I was like, this is good, I'll save it. My time is up. So thanks for tuning in to Whom It May Concern, 3 p.m. on Tuesdays on WMFO 91.5, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to hand it over to our next DJ, if she's ready. I'll just fade it in for her. So, Entre Caníbales.